time now to get caught up on your letters. In a discussion of Rudolph Giuliani's presidential chances last weekend, I said the former New York mayor has credentials when it comes to fighting terrorism. Based upon what? Asked Jim Pettit of Atlanta. He continues, Giuliani was an admittedly impressive public persona after the 9/11 attack, but that is not the same as fighting terrorism. Rather than repeating as accepted wisdom that Giuliani has the credentials to fight terrorism, I ask that you question whether he does. In my look back at Susan B. Anthony, I called her the country's leading suffragette. But as Kate Steinberg of Brooklyn, New York points out, the term the women used to describe themselves was suffragists. Suffragettes was a pejorative term used by detractors to belittle them. A few weeks ago, we aired Jackie Lydon's story about a road trip to Florida with her mother.
Isn't it pretty out here?
It's beautiful.
Can you tell me what you're seeing?
I'm seeing the ocean and the tide coming in.
Rita Yeasted of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania writes, My own mother just died, and even though she was a severe diabetic and had congestive heart failure, her last trip to Florida for the wedding of her granddaughter is one we shall all remember. She and my father continued to travel, no matter the inconvenience and difficulty, because, as you so aptly noted, it meant they were still alive. And finally, Kenneth Hutchinson was less taken with a piece we ran on the state of heavy metal. He writes, I cannot imagine that any of the millions of listeners to NPR can even tolerate that type of cacophony. For that matter, I cannot imagine that anyone with an IQ over 40 can tolerate it. You are just assaulting and angering everyone. If something you hear angers or delights you, go to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us and select Weekend All Things Considered.